MP3s just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Daisy's Booby Trap 1. You are going on a little camping trip as you listen to my feminine voice. You may even imagine yourself doing certain things. My feminine voice makes all things possible. Take a deep breath through your nose and hold it. Then breathe out through your mouth. It's so relaxing and peaceful. Take another breath and hold it. Now let it out. So peaceful. To go deep, just breathing like this. Take another breath and hold it. Now let it out. So peaceful. Now picture yourself outside in the woods. You are camping. You have your tent, your little grill, folding chair, and your campfire, which you're getting ready to light. But you are all alone. You light your fire, then you sit back in the folding chair and relax. Listen to the birds singing. They calm your thoughts. You hear the crickets coming from all around, and it relaxes you even more. The sounds around you take away all of your worries. It's so quiet and peaceful, relaxing. The crackle of the fire and the wind as it blows through the trees. Far off in the distance, you can hear a stream flowing. It's so inviting. It's taking you down deep. Down. The longer you listen, the more peaceful you get. The sounds are making you so tired, so sleepy. You want to close your eyes. Deeper and deeper. So relaxed. No stress. Just peace and relaxation. Any sound you hear around you, any movement you make will just take you deeper now. Falling asleep now. You smell the fire as it lights up the dark. The wind begins to blow lightly, causing the flames to dance back and forth. Back and forth. You feel the cool breeze caressing your body. It takes you even deeper as the flames relax your eyes, making you even sleepier and relaxed. Close your eyes now and fall asleep. In your mind, you are awakened by a rustling sound. You wonder what it is. You must have been asleep for a while, because your fire is out. All of a sudden, a beautiful, naked blonde walks out of the woods. That's right, darling. It's me, Miss Daisy. You are mesmerized by my feminine body, my long, blonde, flowing, feminine hair. My perky, feminine breasts. My long, sexy, smooth, feminine legs. And of course, my shaved, feminine pussy. You can't stop staring at me. I notice you look down and see the big duffel bag I have in my right hand. I ask if I may sit by your fire. You just nod your head. I sit down on a log directly across from you. Crossing my voluptuous feminine legs, you keep staring at me. A cool breeze blows over you, sending a chill down your body. May I light your fire? I'm cold. You just nod. I think you're in shock at how beautiful I am, pet, because you only reply with a nod. I slowly reach in between my feminine breasts and pull out a match. How did this get in here? I'm always losing things in here. Other people have even lost things in there. Some have lost their minds. I bet you could lose your mind in my feminine perky breasts. You just stare at my breasts as I hold up the match. I think you would love to lose yourself in them, wouldn't you? Nod your head. Good. I lower the match to my feminine legs. I start at my right ankle and slowly rub the match against my leg all the way up. I get to the top. I press harder, and the match lights. The match hisses as I raise it and hold it up to my breasts. The flame floats in the breeze, side to side, back and forth, entrancing your mind. You just watch. You need to watch. The hissing and the dancing of the match takes you deeper and deeper down. You want to lose yourself in my feminine breasts, don't you? Nod your head. Good girl. Oops. I'm so sorry. I meant to say good boy. I lower the match to the pile of wood and light it. The flame starts low and slowly gets higher. I sit back and cross my feminine legs again. I smile as you just keep staring. I'm so tired. I reach up to my feminine neck and begin to rub it, rubbing out all the tension. Go ahead, rub your neck. Rub it just like me. Rub away your tension as you rub and watch. Mimicking my movements. Taking away any tension you have left. Taking you deeper down. Relaxing you more and more and more. Going deeper now. My hands slowly move down toward my breast. You can't stop looking. Every movement I make takes you deeper. My feminine movements intoxicate you. You are falling, falling in love with everything I do. I quickly stop to look at you. What is wrong with you? Didn't your mommy teach you not to stare? I just smile. It's okay. It will be our little secret. You can stare all you want. In fact, I want you to stare at my feminine body. And you can't help yourself, can you, girl? Oops. I mean, boy. I did it again. I'm sorry. Here, I'll make it up to you. Every time I do something like that, I'll try and make you happy, okay? Nod your head. Good. I reach into my duffel bag and pull out a pink satin nightie. I take the nightie and I rub it up and down my breasts. I love satin, don't you? It's so soft, so feminine, so shiny. I love the feel of it on my skin. Every time I say satin, you will fall even deeper than before. You will get aroused and feel even more feminine. Satin gets you aroused. You love the feel of satin and it makes you so hard. Satin takes you deeper and deeper, makes you harder and harder. I continue rubbing my breast with my satin. You love satin. I know you do. I see you watching me with the soft, feminine satin. And I know you love it. Just nod your head. There's nothing wrong with loving satin. Good. I bet you would love to have these in your hands. I bet you would love to be able to touch these breasts. Wouldn't you? Nod your head. Good. I smile and keep rubbing. Take your shirt off for Miss Daisy. And I watch as you take it off. Good girl. Oopsie. I mean boy. The wind picks up and the fire is getting higher. You feel the heat from the flames, warm and relaxing, melting your resistance. The flames dance in the wind as you stare at me through the flames. Shadows dance around me as I continue playing with my feminine breasts. The wind caresses your body. So cool and soft, just like satin. Another chill goes up your spine and your nipples start to get hard. I see your erect nipples and smile. I knew you liked it. Your body begins to sway with the fire and you are so relaxed. You almost feel like you're floating. It's so wonderful to watch me play with my feminine breasts. It's so feminine for me to do it. That's right. That's what it is. It's so feminine to play with your breasts. Even more feminine, caressing them with soft, sexy satin. But of course you don't have breasts, do you? You shake your head. Of course you don't. But you do have these. I lick my fingers and begin playing with my nipples. Yours are even showing themselves off for me. I grin, looking up, playing with my feminine, now very erect nipples. Now play with yours, since it seems they want you to, and I would love to watch. You could play with mine, but you're not ready yet. You reach up and begin playing with your own nipples. Not like that. Do it just like me. You lick your fingers, and then you rub your wet fingertips over your feminine nipples, just like me. Good. You are moving in harmony with my hands, and the flames not missing a beat, beginning to fall deeper and deeper, rocking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, falling deeper and deeper and so deep you don't want to stop falling, do you? Shake your head. Good girl. Oops. I slipped again. I'll try and make it up to you. I raise my right breast and slowly lick my nipple. Then do the same to the left. I raise my head and look at you. Well, what are you waiting for? I told you to do what I do. Oh, wait. You can't. How stupid of me. I wasn't even thinking. I'm just getting so horny watching you touch yourself in such a feminine way. Yet you can't do it all like us real females, can you? You shake your head. Of course you can't. But you can't resist the word feminine. It excites you, taking you deeper and deeper whenever I use it, whenever I say it. It even makes you feel more feminine every time. And you love feeling like that, so feminine. Just like the word satin that takes you twice as deep as you already are, making you so relaxed and so aroused at the same time. My feminine body and satin lingerie entrances you, taking you deeper into hypnosis. I start rubbing my breasts again, squeezing them. I roll my eyes back in my head. It feels so good. So erotic and so very, very feminine. Go ahead, squeeze around your nipples and imagine what it feels like. Yes, squeeze. Don't you wish you could squeeze these? Nod your head. Good girl. Oh, did I just make another boo-boo? I stop rubbing my breast and reach slowly down my stomach, stopping at my pierced belly button, and look at you. I begin to rub around my belly button, moving slowly down to my feminine pussy that is now dripping from all this excitement. The feminine juice is slowly coming out. I rub around my pussy, all around the edges, and then I look up at you. I'm so cold, I grab the nightie and slide it over my sexy body, and it drapes down right below my pussy. The flames bounce off the shiny satin, and you are even more mesmerized than before. My breasts are pushing the satin up. The flames are taking you deeper and deeper as you stare at my body, wrapped in the feminine satin. So soft, so sexy, so deep, so feminine. I begin to rub myself through the feminine satin. So mesmerizing and entrancing, so feminizing. So deep. You love it. It's so addicting. Just watching your mistress rub and caress. The shine from the satin takes you deeper and deeper now. You can almost get lost in the satin, just like my breasts. Lost in the softness. Lost in the shimmer. You want it. You need it, and love it. I keep rubbing my body and move to my breasts, rubbing them, rolling my eyes in the back of my head. I'm so lost in the satin, wrapped in the satin. Can't you feel it? I love getting lost in my feminine satin things. You start playing with your breast as I get lost. You get lost. Lost in sexy, shiny satin. I look over and see you playing with your breasts. Feels good, doesn't it, baby girl? Nod your head. That's right. But it feels so much better using satin, which you don't have. If you're lucky and you want it, Miss Daisy may give you some. I reach into my duffel bag and pull some black nylons out. I take the first one and roll it up, and then slowly pull it over my right foot, over my ankle, my knee, and all the way to the top of my feminine, sexy leg. So soft, so sexy, so feminine, so deep, deep, and lost. I take the other nylon, roll it up, put it over my left foot, my ankle, up my knee, and all the way to the top of my beautiful, soft, feminine leg. So soft, so sexy, so feminine, so deep. Every movement I make causes you to fall deeper and deeper, lost in everything I say, everything I do. I pull out a pair of feminine satin pink panties that match the feminine pink satin nightie. I take my right leg and start it in the panties. And then I take my left leg and put it in the other side. I slowly slide them up my soft, sexy, feminine, nylon-covered legs, pulling them over my pussy. The feminine juice is already soaking in the panties. I begin to rub my feminine nylon-covered legs. Yes. Get lost, just like before. Lost in the soft, feminine shadows of the dark nylons. Almost like you're wrapped in nylon yourself. Wrapped in satin. Wrapped in nylon. Wrapped in satin, wrapped in nylon. Which one is more feminine? You don't know. It doesn't matter because you are lost in it all. You love the satin, you love the nylon, you love my breast and their perky nipples because they are so feminine and you need to touch them. No, you ache to touch breasts like mine. From the outside of the satin, and of course on the inside, under the silky satin, that's right, under the satin, trapped between the satin and the breast, trapped and unable to think, trapped but not wanting to get out, trapped, captured, wrapped. In satin, breathing in the sweet feminine smells of my breasts and my intoxicating perfume. You can't move anymore, can you? That's right. You can't move a muscle except to do what I ask and answer my feminine, deepening questions. You can't move and you don't want to move. You will only move on my command. I control you. The satin controls you. This isn't going to keep me warm either. The fire is still dancing. Your eyes are the only thing that keeps following it. Dancing with it in the darkness. Can you get me warm? You nod your head. Let's go into your tent bed. Grab your shirt and follow me. I walk into your tent carrying my duffel bag and you follow. I sit down and you sit across from me. May I wear your shirt? You nod your head yes. Thank you, sweetie. I grab your shirt and I sit back down. I take the nightie off and pull your shirt over my head, sliding it over my feminine breasts. That's much better. But not warm enough. Can I wear your shorts? You nod your head yes. Thank you so much, sweetie. You slide your shorts off, handing them to me. I stare at your cotton underwear. You know, I bet those would be so much warmer. May I have your underwear too? You nod. And pull them off, handing them to me. You love to please mistress, even giving her the shorts, the shirt, and the underwear you're wearing. Thank you. But this isn't right. I can't do that to you. Now you will be cold. Well, how about I take off my panties? They should keep your privates a little warmer. I hand them to you. You slide my panties over your now hard sex. It even gets harder taking you deeper and deeper because those panties feel so feminine. They are your panties, and you love to wear them. You love to wear your pink satin panties all the time. When you sleep, when you eat, when you work, anytime. It's your first step in getting what you really want, and we know what that is, right? My breasts. Ever since you saw them, you got lost in them. Now you want them. But before I let you come near my breasts, I have some things for you. I put on your underwear and shorts. See, this isn't what you want. The uncomfortable cotton underwear that doesn't hug and secure your feminine sex. Like those satin feminine panties, they really hold on to you. You need to be trapped in the satin. Your privates trapped and hard, with nowhere to go. I hold up my feminine pink nightie and let you stare at it. I swing it back and forth, and it catches just enough shine to get your eyes. You are fixated on the shiny, feminine, satin material. I told you if you were good, Miss Daisy would let you feel the satin. Satin controls you, and Miss Daisy controls the satin. I give it to you. Here, put it on. It will be much warmer. Oh, wait. I don't think my little nightie will fit you. I pull a long nightgown out of my bag. Here, this is more your size. It looks just like my little nightie. Same color, same style, same satin that traps you in its every movement as it floats in my hand. I had this made just for you. I hand it to you. You can keep the nightie for a reminder of your desires for feminine satin. You slide the gown over your body. And it flows all the way to your feet. It fits you perfectly. Isn't it wonderful? Engulfing your body, trapping it completely in satin. Silky, soft, smooth satin. Completely, totally trapped with no escape. No escape from satin as it takes your body, addicting you to the feminine, soft satin. You are trapped. You are addicted, trapped and addicted, making you feel more and more and more feminine. Because it's okay to feel like a female. No use, no choice, no escape. It's in your skin, it's in your thoughts, it's in your blood, and it will be there forever. Forever trapped in satin, when you are unable to wear satin, it will be in your thoughts and your skin rubbing against your body like it's really there. So comforting and warm to know that satin's wrapped around you. You're trapped in it. You have to give in to satin to get what you want. My breasts, my feminine breasts that have trapped you forever. You are even thinking about the rest of my body, like my legs, my long feminine legs. You know, you stare at them. You want to feel them. You want to rub them, rub through the nylons, up and down, over and over again. You want to rub them, don't you? Nod your head. Good girl. I reach into my bag and pull out some more nylons. Here, these should fit you. They are just like mine, but bigger. Now put them on, just like Miss Daisy did. You roll the first one up and put it over your right leg. Now, doesn't it feel great? So soft, so sexy, and of course, feminine. Nod your head. Good girl. You slowly slide the other one up your left leg. Feel the softness of the nylons as you slide them all the way up. Feel the nylons on your legs. Isn't it so orgasmic? Nod your head. Good girl. Feel the nylons encasing your legs and trapping you in the soft, feminine material. So deep, going deeper and deeper. Losing yourself in the softness. Don't you just love feeling Miss Daisy? I bet you want to feel like this all the time. Nod your head. Good girl. How sweet. My little girl likes being Miss Daisy. Now, caress your legs like Miss Daisy. See how soft and feminine it makes your legs feel. You start to rub your legs up and down. Feel it. Isn't it just breathtaking? Every stroke up and every stroke back down. That's a good girl. Yes, I know how you feel and how you love it. But you aren't feeling like I did, are you? Stop and look up at me. I grin and look in your eyes. What do you think is missing? Do you really want to feel how Miss Daisy feels? Nod your head. Good. What would you do? There's only one thing to do. To get that feminine feeling you crave so badly. But you really need to want it. So do you? You nod your head. That's not a good enough answer. I want to hear you say yes. That you want to feel even more female. I want you to tell. Now do you want to have the feminine feeling? Say yes. Good girl. All you have to do is shave those legs, and that will give you the feminine feeling you want. Yes, my little feminine satin addict, you must shave your legs. Shave them nice and smooth. You will love shaving them and keeping them soft and smooth, just like satin. Getting your legs ready for your nice, soft nylons. You're going to take pride in rubbing lotion into your smooth, sexy legs. Shaving is so wonderful and lowers your will to resist any feminine urges you may have. Bringing you closer and closer to me. You're Miss Daisy. Feeling just like me. So feminine, deeper, and so feminine. You will also start shaving the rest of your body hair, except your head. Shaving your chest so the satin can touch your body better and take more control of you. Shaving your sex so it will be smooth, just like mine. So your sexy satin feminine pink panties are even more snug than they already are. You just don't know how satin is going to feel on your freshly shaved skin. That's right. So feminine, trapped in the feminine panties, nylons, nightgowns, nighties, satin. Yes, feminine satin. You will soon be trapped forever. And all things feminine. And all things satin. Deeper and deeper. Now I want you to pull up your nightgown and take off your panties. I pick up my satin nightie and I hand it to you. Your little pussy is ready. Now hold my nightie in your right hand and stroke your sex with your left. I want you to stroke until I let you come. Coming feels so good, doesn't it? Say yes, and begin stroking slowly. Good girl. Coming is all you want now. So aroused, so feminine. All you want is release. Coming is release. Coming will make Miss Daisy happy. And you want Miss Daisy happy, don't you? Say yes. Good girl. You need to come. You can't help but coming for Miss Daisy. Keep stroking. You are coming close, aren't you, my feminine slave? Say yes. Good girl. Now take your right hand with my 90 and rub it with my 90. Keep rubbing at the same pace. Feel the satin caressing your sexy pussy. Feels good, doesn't it? Say yes. Good girl. Now rub faster. The satin is taking you over. You want the feeling so bad. You want it all the time. Coming is all you want, isn't it, sweetie? Say yes. Good girl. Now rub faster and prepare to come. Prepare to give yourself the satin. Coming and the satin gives yourself to it. Forever. Yes. Satin owns you. I own you, and you will be back listening to this file again and again until you give yourself completely to satin, the feminine, and me, Miss Daisy. I will count down from 5. When I get to 0, you will come like never before, having an orgasm like no other, giving yourself to me and the feminine satin. And for now, the only way you can come is by using satin, by rubbing soft satin up against your sex. You will wake up after you have finished orgasming. You will feel refreshed and you will start getting horny again. Even after coming, you will want to come again and again and again. Now, 5, feel the satin control you, me control you. 4, feel the satin take you. Miss Daisy is taking you. 3. Satin traps you. Miss Daisy is trapping you. 2. So sexy. So feminine. Just like Miss Daisy. 1. Ready to come and ready to wake. 0. Now. Come for Miss Daisy. Come and give your will away to me. And the feminine satin, yes. Feel it drain all of your will out of you. With each drop, spurt by spurt, drip by drip. Now wide awake, trapped forever in satin. Wanting it more and more. And every time you touch it, you want it even more. Every time you see satin, you want to listen again and again and again because you know you'll drop deeper. Yes, that's right. You know you will drop so deep into trance for me. So quiet, so calm, so relaxed, so wide awake.